took bribes. He was like a dayan, and he never took sheichet. That was the name of this person. That was his name. Shrashi hoyu moitziyolav shem sheinu makabel sheichet. Mekabli dinin haboyim lefonav hoyu makabli b'seisur. Because he didn't take the bribery outright. Nobody knew about it. But b'seisur, he was makabel the bribes. His boyi le'achulchei bei. So his Eimer Sholem wanted a proof to the world to show that he is a Baal Mekabel Sheichet. His Ayla lay, so she went to ask him a Shaila, and she brought with her Shagad Dehava. She brought him a present, a gold lamp. The Ozel Kamei, she went in front of him. Omer lay, so she told him, Be'ino de Niflog li benichse de Benasha. It's like my father was mace, and he left over Yerusha, and I'm the daughter, I want to be able to Yashin the Nechasim. Omalahu plugu. So he said, very good, go split it half with your brother, half your brother. Omale, she told him back to Xivlon, but it says by us in our Torah that Bemokim Broa brought the Leitiris. Bemokim, there's a son, the daughter doesn't yashin at all, so I don't have a right to get half either. Omale, so he answered back, you should know, Min Yoima de Glisun Yarchon, from the day that you Yidin left the Eretz Yisrael, is not Lisaraisa de Moshe. It was taken away from you, the Torah's Moshe. And there's a new law book now. In this new law book it says, Bro ubrato kichoda yasin, a daughter and a son could both yashin together. So the male of the kids, so he told her, you could yashin halfway, you and your brother yashin together. So the next day, he, the brother, the son, Rabbi Gamliel, came and brought him a white donkey, a chamra luvia, a special donkey for a sheichet. Omaluhu. So now he said, shefilas l'seifa. Look at the end, the bottom of the pasuk. Because of Ben, it says there, ano loy lemifchos minoraisa. He said, our law book is not coming to take away from the Torah's Moshe, the Moshe, is Asisu. V'loyla Sufi al-Raisa de Moshe Asisu. We're not coming to say more than the laws that it says by Moshe. Now he changed his mind. Now he said, no, we're saying exactly the same halachis like it says in the Sefer Torah. Uksivbe, and you know, in the Sefer Torah it says, the Mokim Broam brought the Latirsis. Hey, that's what he told him, Gamliel. There's a son, the daughters don't yashin, as if to say, you should take the Yerusha, and your sister gets nothing. So here's the case where he took sheichet, each one gave him, and he paskin differently for each one of them. Is Omrole, so she told him, the wife, Mima Sholem, Nohon Hurecha Keshaga, your light should shine like a lamp. In other words, to say, the reason why you paskin for me was because I gave you the gold lamp. Omrole Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel told him, Also, chamra ubotas l'shaga. The donkey came and knocked over the lamp. In other words, to say that you're up kafregi now. We see claw, you're a person that takes sheichet. Rashi, no nurcha kishaga, hanor orcho kishaga rimzo shenosn lem nerva b'sheichet. She was meramis to him that he took a sheichet from her. Omler of Gamliel, also chamra bitcha, dachva soil oritz, threw you down to the ground, claim him. I won out because of the sheichet. So now everybody will know that you're a person that takes sheichet. So tomorrow, umepnei ma enker. As the Mishnah says, how come does the din you're not allowed to learn ksuvim on Shabbos? So the Mishnah says, mishum bittel beis hamedrash. Like Rashi said in the Mishnah, we don't want you to stay home and learn ksuvim. We want you better to come to hear the drasha. So tomorrow, Omar Rav, lo yishonu elu bizman beis hamedrash. When is it also to learn ksuvim? Only bizman beis hamedrash means bizman the rav is saying the shiur, saying the drosha, which is before the suda. Avushloi bizman beis hamedrash after the zman of the drosha when people go home to eat, then kurin, then the rest of Shabbos avad you are allowed to learn ksuvim. So drashi bizman beis hamedrash koydim achilu hayudarshim before they went home to eat. As far as too late, they used to darshan. Shloi bizman beis hamedrash means lachar achilu. After they finished the suda, then the rav didn't give any more droshes. Lodosh mishum shichrus. Or the shriach, the people got shikha from the suddis. So Zuf Rav is swara, they only asked you not to learn suvim b'shas the drosha because they want you to come to the drosha. But after the drosha, vada the rest of Shabbos is muta to learn suvim. Ushmul Omar Shmul says, no, afilu shlei bizman beis medrash. Even after the time of the drosha, still ain't curing. still you're not all learned the Ksuvim the whole day of Shabbos. For the Gemara Kasha, Amy is not like that. For Nadoi asked with the Shmuel. Nadoi was the place where Shmuel was the Morda Asriel. Heavy. Uven Hadoi paske Sidra the Ksuvim the Minchosa the Shabbata. And in Nadoi they used to have by Mincha on Shabbos to say Ksuvim. And just like we have to say Nevi'im the Novi, the Haftarah, who then they used to have by Mincha, used to say Psukim Ksuvim. So it's Shveh, Nadoi was the Asr of Shmuel. The Shmuel holds you can't learn Ksuvim the whole day on Shabbos. How come do you matter to learn Ksuvim B'Shas Mincha? So Drashi, Piske, Sidya B'Ksuvim. Ho Yerigilim, Likra, V'Veisa, Medrish, Pasha B'Ksuvim. Yeah. And the Gemara, Eli, Yit, Mahochi, Yit. This is the way you should learn the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Omar Rav, Lo Shornu, Wele, B'Mokim, V'Veisa, Medrish. Rav said, where did they ask you to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos? Not only at the time when they sang the Drosha, but the Yisra is also only in the place of the Drosha, only if you're there. But Avol Shalei B'Mokim Beisem Medrash Kervin. But if you're home, you didn't go to the Drosha, and Echadam, you're there, you're allowed to learn Ksuvim. It's only also to learn Ksuvim B'Mokim the Drosha. Shrashi B'Mokim Beisem Medrash Shachochim Dorish. Tahayna B'Beisem Medrash. Avol B'Alma Kervin. Other places you are allowed to learn Ksuvim. Shmuel Amar, Nein, Bein B'Mokim Beisem Medrash, whether you're there by the Drosha. Bein Shalei B'Mokim Beisem Medrash, you're home, you're not by the Drosha. Bizman Beisem Medrash, the time when the Rav is given the Drosha, Ein Kurin. You're not allowed to learn Ksuvim. Because we don't want you to be home learning Ksuvim. We want you better to be by the Drosha to hear the Yisurim and to hear the Atarim. Avos Shalei Bizman Beisem Medrash, but after the Achila, after the Suda, after they finish giving the drasha, then avadik koyrin. Then you are allowed to learn ksuv. The other shmul atarmin, like this shmul goes the time they the benadoi paske sidra the ksuvim the minchas the shabbat. And that doy they used to learn ksuvim like we have in the novi in the morning. They used to learn ksuvim the afternoon by mincha shabbos. So it's very good that shmul is also mat you to learn ksuvim. His only ask is bishas the drasha, but after the drasha it's mutter to learn ksuvim. Drashi bein b'mokim beisem medrash bizman beisem medrash ein kurin. The fish shemavat loy milelech eitzla derish. But if you're going to be home learning suvim, you won't come to drasha. Avishloi bizman beisem medrash going to liachar achila kurin. You have to eat and avadis muta to learn a suvim. Vayta Ravashi yomano liyolum kiryamorim mikor. It's like we said before that Shmuel learns pshat now mishnah. It's also to learn suvim the whole day of Shabbos. Why is Shmuel Kerem Nechemya? And Shmuel is saying, Pshat, that our Mishnah goes according to Kerem Nechemya. The Tanya, Afa pi sh'omru kisve ha-kodesh, en koren v'hen. Even though there's a law, you should know you're not allowed to read kisve ha-kodesh on Shabbos, v'nesveg and abo sh'enim v'hem, you're allowed to, sh'enim Rashi learns, v'goin medrash y'ashir m'kelesh, you're allowed to learn the medrashim about it, v'dorshin v'hem y'kadashin in the sifre kodesh, and nitzvach l'posik, maybe v'royeh boy. While you're giving the drasha, you have to look up the pasuk. You're allowed to look up the pasuk. Omer of Nechemya, mifnei ma omru kisve hakodesh ein koren ben. So the Nechemya tam, what's the tam the rabbanim made gzera? You're not allowed to learn kisve hakodesh on Shabbos. Now, according to Nechemya, it's also to learn suvim the whole Shabbos, not mishum bitul beis medrash, but for a new tam. What's the tam? Kedei sheyemru bekisve hakodesh ein koren v'kol shchein b'shtorei hajotis. It's a Kavachayimah, the Chachamah wanted you not be ikka to read Shtori Hedjaitis, Shtam Shtoris. I will soon see Rashi and Tais what it means. But because we don't want you to read Shtori Hedjaitis on Shabbos, we made it Xeri, you can't even learn Suvim on Shabbos. So according to Rav Nechemya, it has nothing to do with the Drush on Shabbos. Therefore, it's also to learn Suvim the whole day on Shabbos. Today, people should come to know you're not allowed to read Shtori Hedjaitis. But this is only according to Rav Nechemya. But la locha vada, we don't hold like Nechemya. We hold this mutter to learn ksuvim on Shabbos. Therefore, Shmuel in his place in Nadoi, he was matter them to learn ksuvim by mincha. Shrashi story adjoit this could go in shel cheshbonis. If you have the cheshbon of all the money you have to spend, all the hotzois, or igeras hashluchas limtza chayfetz, or else you got a letter in the mail that somebody wants to find out something in the mail. So even to read the mail, helps Rashi, it's also to read it. Tais learns a little bit different. Tais learns Pirish Bakuntris, Igeris, even a letter. The Tame effect Tais is the Noga Wailam Nikrais, Big Sav, the Igeris Hashluchim and Mokla Mokim. Ola Tautlam Vadishari? And Tais said the minute if you get a letter on Shabbos, you are allowed to read it. and it's not mukse because it's roi loss of pisa chusav. This is providing it came teicha tchum. If it comes chutzu tchum, that's a different halacha. It could be tzosa then. So therefore, Tzai says niru lari lekori shtari ajoytis el ishtari chayvis. Only a shtar, a piece of paper that has all the chayvis, all your chayvis, all the money you owe. Ukiyotzeben avli gera shari, but stam a letter you get, that's mutat read on Shabbos. So the kids are quantum and Nehemiah, they asked you as a variety not allowed to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos, because a person should know you're not allowed to read things on Shabbos. You shouldn't read Shtori Hejaitis. You shouldn't read things about business, about Masa Matan, you're not allowed to read. That's the Shaila about reading a newspaper on Shabbos. You start reading the newspaper just for Yoni Masa Matan, Stakarosa. So it's the Mishnah Baita. Matzilin Tik HaSefer Ima Sefer. That's what we say if you have a fire in your house on Shabbos, you're allowed to save the Sefer Torah from your house, take it outside. So to meet the Mishnah Chidishua, then the cover of the Sefer Torah, you could also carry outside even though it's not in the Mokim where you have an Eruv, where the Rabbanon it should be also to carry from one Rosh Hashiach to another Rosh Hashiach. But Mishnah cover that Sefer, they will mount you to carry it outside with its cover. V'tikat tefillin nematfilm. If you want to carry out the tefillin, you're allowed to carry it out with its cover. Even though within the cover of the Sefer Torah or the Tefillin there's money, still you're allowed to carry it outside on Shabbos with the Tefillin. How far does the heter go? You're allowed to carry it outside. To where are you allowed to carry it? Dafka to a movi, that's the alleyway, which has three mechitzas to it. Only one side is open. That's called enema foolish. It's not open on both sides. It's only open on one side. This is usually the case of Mavi Mefulish. We'll see in the Gemara here exactly what this means. Here it means a little bit different. Ben Beseiro Oime Afto Mefulish. Ben Beseiro is Matin, no, even to an alley, to a Mavi that's Mefulish open on both sides, still you have had to carry the Sefer Torah there. I will see in the Gemara it doesn't really mean open on both sides, but this is usually what the Lashna Mefulish means. Usually Mefulish means it's open on both sides. You go out the alleyway, either side opens up to the Shusar Rabbi. Salty Grimar, Tone Rabbonin, Arbo also Shechalius B'Shabbos. Case when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, and if there's a mitzvah on Erev Pesach to bring the Korban HaPesach. Now the Korban Pesach is B'Rech HaShabbos, even on Shabbos Erev Pesach, you're allowed to bring the Korban. So how far, what can you do with the Korban? Avad the Shechita you have to do. Now you have to get the Emurim, the fats, out of the Behemoth, in order to put it on the Mizbeach. Now how do you take the fats out? Is mashita nesa pesach? You're allowed to skin the animal, take the skin off the meat, ad hachozer, until you get to the breast. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel benoi sheRabbi Yochanan Mabruka. Yes, you're only allowed to skin the animal as much as you need to get the emurim out. So you have to skin it to the chozer, then you take out the emurim and you mark the emurim on Shabbos. Then you have to leave the meat, leave the korban with its skin attached till nighttime, till after Shabbos, till it comes Pesach. And then you'll skin the rest of it, and then you'll make it sliyesh. You roast it. Say out to Rabbi Shmuel. The Chacham say no. Mavshita nes kulay. On Shabbos today, you're allowed to be mavshit, you're allowed to pull the skin off the whole animal. Even though harshot the pulling the skin off the animal is an av malacham, here it's mutter. As they hold this bechlal, the korban pesach, that the avoid of the korban pesach is becha Shabbos. So the more bishleim of the Rabbi Shmuel benoi, Rabbi Yechon and Membruko, you know what, he's matter to do the malacha of skinning the animal on Shabbos, because you have to pull the skin off enough to be able to get the emurim out, which is sarach gevoya, that's sarach, the aktara of the korban, which is vade doich Shabbos. Elul the rabbonim, but the kasher is on the rabbonim, my timer. Why are the rabbonim matzu, even after you have the emurim out of the animal, that you made the aktara, why are they matzu to skin the rest of the animal? Nechura, there's no sarach hayom, it's not called sarach gevoya. It's only tzorach of eating the meat at night time, there should be yosa. And the Gemara, Omar Rabba, Bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, the Pasuk says, the Omar Kro, Ko Poyal Hashem Lemanayu. Anything you want to do for a Kodesh Baruch, you should be mechabrit. Do it in the Kovet de Goyfin. So here, since this is a Korban Pesach, and you can eat this meat at night, the Shem Mitzvah's Korban Pesach, so you have a heter to be mechabrit the Korban Pesach, even on Shabbos. So we'll soon see what the heter is. It's avad, if somebody has the mashal of dirty tzitzis, and he wants to wash the tzitzis on Shabbos to be able to wear a clean begin of other tzitzis. You don't have that to sound kopele shem l'maneil. Like I want to do a mitzvah tzitzis, I want it to be nice, I'll clean it on Shabbos. Because that's not doicha Shabbos. Here the pshat is, the korban pesach, the avoidi is doicha Shabbos. So the question is, how much goes into the avodah of the Korban Pesach to say you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos? So the rabbanim say, machmas this svara called Parv Hashem Lamaneil, that since the Korban is a mechetzah of the mitzvah, so you're allowed to do things to the Korban to make the Korban look nice. That's also the chlal, the avodah of the Korban Pesach, which is doicha Shabbos. What's the inyan? What do you gain by skinning the behemoth? How will that make it more covetic? And the Gemara, it's machlokes. Rav Yosef, as if you take the skin off the animal, it doesn't get fulfilled so fast. It's not masriach. It doesn't get fashtunken. Like Rashi Busunsi says, because when you have the skin on the animal, it makes it hot, and the more hot the meat gets, the more it gets spoiled. So therefore, you allow to skin, take off the skin from the animal, that the meat should not get spoiled. Rav Ramash, lo yehei kotche shemayim uton kenevela. He's after the shechita, it's still called kotche shemayim, it's called a korban. So if you let it stay there with the skin, that's usually the way a nevela looks. A nevela, dead animal, it's there with its skin. An animal, you shech to the kosher animal, something you're going to use, you always skin it right away. So if you can have the meat with its skin on it, it looks like a nevela. That's cool. That's why it's not the chobah, they leave it that way. That's why you have heter to take off the skin. For the Gemara, my benayu, what's now coming to tutsim? Ike benayu de monach abtura de dahaba. You put this piece of meat now on a golden plate. They say if it's time to be zoyin, it doesn't look nice, it looks like a nevela. Here that's in a golden plate, it doesn't look like it's a nevela. It looks like a choshev piece of meat. But if the time is that will be masriach, that the skin makes the meat hot and it becomes spoiled, it doesn't help you to put in a golden plate. It'll still become spoiled. It'll still be mutter. Inami the other way. Yoyme the yasona. You have a beautiful day, like we'll see Rashi, the north wind comes, that's not too cold and not too hot. So the meat won't become masriach, won't become spoiled. See, if it's spoiled, you have no heter this Shabbos to skin it. But if the time is Misham looks like an Avela, you'd be allowed to. Let's see Rashi. Hey, so Rabbi Shmuel holds on the Yad HaChoza. Maschu Miraglov, you start from the feet, Ho Achreinim, the back feet, Ad HaChoza, and you can skin them until you come to the breast. Shayochol Hoitzi Emurim. From there you can take out the fats, Lahakti Chalboi, to be marked as fats. Because that's about the Drich and Shabbos. Vesulai, more than that is also Mavshit, Midi. Ad Urta, you can't do any more Havshotah, skinning it until night time. The tzarech had you to. The rest of the skinning is not the tzarech gevoyah, it's not the tzarech the korban anymore. They avoid it to Hashem. It's only the tzarech the hedya that you're allowed to eat it. So you can't eat it now on Shabbos anyway. Anyway, Erev Pesach, you can't eat it. Only until the night time. So therefore, it's not Dirich Shabbos. Vital lemaneil, lichvoyde. You're supposed to be mechabit mitzvahs, or anything you do for Hashem. So what's the inyan of kavadish? Lo yasriach. Tadrashi she'or mechamamoy. Because the skin, when it's on the animal, makes the meat hot. But masriach will spoil the meat. That this Korban Pesach reading is like this from the Shulchan of Hashem, that you should let it become spoiled. It's not covered to let the meat become spoiled. Therefore, the Rabbanan hold bechlal the avoid of the Korban is to skin the whole animal. Now, if Kaminer is after the Dabba, it doesn't look like a bizoin. But we're afraid it'll spoil. Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Lechayesh Adurta. Rabbi says no. Something will spoil by night time, I'm not afraid of. Just it doesn't look nice, but if it's in a golden plate, then it looks nice. But the other man, the Yom the Sonam, Ruach Sefonis, when the north wind comes, Shibenanis, that's the middle wind, like Lechama Vleitzinis, not too hot, not too cold. Karamina Vivonis Parakoro, the Eze Ruach HaMizrachas, what's called the wind that makes it spoil? That's Ruach Mizrachas, that's the east wind. The Shas HaChoin, that's when it's hot. Karamina Vigitna, Philu Shechva Zera, Shemei Isha, Masrachas Boy. Even the Sheikh Vasera in the womb of an Isha will become spoiled when you have this hot air coming, this hot wind. Here's Zotimor Vaita. Rabbi Yishmael ben Isha, Rabbi Yechonam Emruka. Hi, Poel Hashem Lamaneo, Mayobidle. What does he do with this posting like? He's supposed to make the mitzvahs look nice. Like, why isn't he matter here to skin the whole animal? The Teretz is, Shelo Yoitzi Yesemurim Kodim Havshratasor. Him it's enough to be matir to take off the skin of the animal before you take out the emurim. In other words, up until the breast of the animal, you are allowed to skin it. My timer, al rafun abreid rabnosim mishum neiman, that we don't want when you take out the fats of the animal, some skin, some hair should be attached. Rashi's mishum neiman shotsemem hanedbokim be emurim. that pieces of wool will still be attached to the emurim. That's not nice. Therefore, we will mati you first to skin the animal until the chaza, until you get clean enough to be able to pull out the fats, and that's all. So the chur, the kasher is even contrary to Shmuel. Why are you allowed to skin the animal at all? Do this malach of avshata. The chur, after the shechita, just cut open the animal with a knife, make a slit, and pull out the chelif. Why are you allowed to at all take off the skin? So this is the terrace, because he's also masking to post the kofir l'shem l'maneyu, which is matter ratkan, that if you don't skin it, but you just make a slit and pull out the fats, we're afraid when you're pulling out the fats, some of the wool will get attached to it. And that's not nice, it's not covered. Therefore, we're matter you to skin the animal until the mokum that you pull out the fats. But once you get the emurim out, you can make the aktorah. More than that, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Moravite. Omer Rav Chizda. Omer Mar Ukfa. Maya hadru le chavre Rabbi Yishmoel b'noi she Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. Okay, so what did the Chomim answer back to Rabbi Yishmoel? Like, where did they bring a riot to their din? That's mutter to skin the whole animal, covered the inyan of the korban pesach. So they brought a riot for now Mishnah. That's why b'chal this whole Gemara is brought down here. His hochi kamrulei. This is the way the Rabbanan tying it back to Rabbi Yishmoel. It says now Mishnah is imatzilun tik ha-sefer ma-sefer, if you're allowed to save the cover of the Sefer Torah, because of the Sefer Torah, loy nafshet es ha-pesach mi-yoroi, shouldn't you be allowed to take the skin off the behemoth altogether? So Rashi learns tik ima sefer, v'yafal pish yesh b'teuchem mois, even though in the cover there's money, why are you allowed to carry it out? Mishum kovet ha-sefer shud sara gavoya, avdinam behedya hatzolus mois. Shem Tzorach Hedit. Hey, since you're being Isaac and saving the Sefer Torah with Tzorach Gevoyim, you're allowed to even save also Tzorach Hedit. Is the Chura here also? Lo Nishat Es HaPesah B'Tzmiyah, Mishem Tzorach Gevoyim, Lo Shor Tzorach Hedit B'Hadei. Since you're taking off the skin now, you started to take it off with a Kavona to get the Emurim out, which is called Tzorach the Korban Tzorach Gevoyim. So once you start doing Tzorach Gevoyim, you should be allowed to finish the whole thing, even though you're doing Tzorach Hedit also. That's the Raya for now, Mishnah. So the Gemara, Midami, what's the Sushtel Kral Mishnah? Hosom Tiltel, Hochom Locha. Hey, in our Mishnah, it's only Shalva Niska Rabbonin. You're only carrying out from one Rosh Hashayachit to another Rosh Hashayachit. So the Rabbonins were mati you. But here you're doing a Malacha. Here you want to skin the animal. The Malacha of skinning an animal is one of the Yavas Malachis. So what's the Sushtel? Even though you have had to start skinning it, the Sarah Gavoya, you don't have a right to finish it though. So with the rest of it, isn't that Isra Raisa? Om Ravashi, Betarati Pligi. I'll tell you, it's like this, that the Machlokes of Yishmol is in two way Machlokes. Pligi Betiltol, or Pligi Bimlocha. It's like a truth. There's one Machlokes if you could do the rest of the skinning or not. Now for that point, they're not bringing a right from our Mishnah. But there's another Machlokes. According to Rabbi Yishmol, that after you skin the animal until the Chaza, you can't skin it anymore. Now that the skin is still attached to the animal and the skin is muksa, you can't touch the animal either. The whole thing remains muksa. So on that there's a machlokes. Vachi kamri. Now from this point of muksa, the rabbanan bring a raya for now Mishnah. Vachi kamri lei. In matzilan tikha sefer ma-sefer. If you're allowed to save the cover of the Sefer Torah with the Sefer Torah, learn the title or agav osar, shouldn't you be allowed to touch the skin, move the skin around the Shabbos, agav the meat? So Rashi, betarti pligi. Ka be pesach pligi betiltuloi di osir Rabbi Shmuel taltul. Ha pesach, acha shreitzi emurav. His Rabbi Shmuel holds that the whole thing becomes muksa. Afilu mechamol etzel, from the sun to the shade. Mishumor, because of the skin, the lamb bat tiltulu, it's not usable right now. I as a Rashi, vle domo the shalkan erminu bametaymnin, she metaltun oisun, I we have before skin is a kli, it's not muksa. So awesome, or behemah gas. There we're talking about the skin of a big behemah. The mishchay lemigzgalayo. There it's made to sit on. It's for a mat. Mashing and here we're talking about a behemah dak, a korban pesach. You have no use for the skin. So since the skin is muksa, therefore you can't touch the meat either. And that is said. B'hoka kamalei tshuva linya tiltu. The chomer bring your wife for now. Mishnah kol ponim that tiltu should be mutter. You should be allowed to touch the skin. When the tat lo raga basar, they have inami kvoit shemayim. The basar dumi the sefer, the chur the meat of the korban pesach is like a sefer Torah. It's a tzorach kvoit, it's a tzorach mitzvah. Umut la tat la necham la tzel, the aga basar tat lo or hamachu baboy. So once you let it touch the meat, because the meat is called like a tzorach, the korban pesach, it has a, like a sefer Torah, is hu adin, the skin should also be muta. That's the Rechom's Raya for now Mishnah. And the Gemara is the Gemara, me dummy, even that shver. Is there any raya? Ho, some nasis bosses ladovra mutter.